Ronan Kelly is back with the papers.
Thanks, Cian. If you want an image to encapsulate the mood of the papers this morning, turn to the front page of the Irish Examiner. They have a large photo showing Garda Superintendent Ciarán Ruán with his hand up to his forehead and a look of absolute despair on his face. He's talking to the media after the second fatal road crash in Tipperary in less than a week. Another image of someone with their hand up in all the papers is that of 3-year-old Tom O'Reilly, who died in Tuesday's crash in Cashel. He's shown in a photo from a family occasion giving a thumbs up to the camera. Tom's picture is on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail, beside a photo of another 3-year-old, the little girl who died in a traffic incident in Portlaoise yesterday. The headline on the Sun's front page is a quote from Tom O'Reilly's grandaunt: "It's a cruel world we live in." And that cruelty has figures put on it in the front page of the Irish headline of the Irish Examiner, which is "Urgent Appeal: 125 Road Deaths and 600 Serious Crashes in 2023. The appeal is from the Road Safety Authority, whose chairwoman Liz O'Donnell spoke to Claire Byrne yesterday and called for lower speed limits. And in the Irish Times, she's quoted as asking parents to talk to their adult children about their driving. The other main story in the papers today is that proposed redrawing of constituencies. And this morning's papers are a breakfast buffet for political gourmands with ample servings of maps and analyses. The Irish Times gives a breakdown constituency by constituency, and the headline in the Sun is "Dáil shook up." And another common story making most of today's papers is the latest report from Sport Ireland on exercise in the country. The Mirror and the Examiner focus on the fall-off in girls playing sport as they get older. The Mirror says 20% drop out at the start of secondary school. The Irish Independent's take on the report is that Irish children are mostly inactive. The headline there, "Fewer than 1 in 6 get enough daily exercise." While the Irish Sun headline is "Running scared on daily exercise." What they've gleaned from the Sport Ireland report is the number of people who stop running or change their routines because they don't feel safe. Both men and women report that they've experienced verbal or physical harassment while out running. If you're a fan of the ancient art of newspaper page layout, you'll be interested in the Belfast Telegraph print edition this morning. It shows a photo of two senior PSNI officers side by side at a press conference. They're the Chief Constable and the Deputy Chief Constable. But the photo is spread across two opposite pages, and so the two officers are separated by the crease. This nicely chimes with the accompanying story, which tells us that the latest troubles in the PSNI may be compounded by a rift between the two men. There's a shockingly bizarre crime story in the Irish Independent from Scotland, where a man has been convicted after tasering his girlfriend in the leg so she'd wake up and get out of bed. He said it was a joke. The incident was recorded on video by an 11-year-old child who was in the room at the time. The man was jailed for 22 months. Also in the Independent, Rosalind D is railing against single-sex schools. She says a third of our pupils are attending one-gender education. It's one of the highest numbers in Europe. She describes a photo from Afghanistan which shows boys and girls sitting in the same class with a large curtain hanging between them. At least, she writes, those boys and girls are actually in the same classroom. And it may be early in the English Premiership, but Manchester United have already won one contest. That's for fans leaving a game early. Man United fans leave early more often than Arsenal, who come second, and Man City, who come third. The excuses fans give for leaving early include team getting thrashed or team winning comfortably.